Hey guys, what's going on? Welcome back to Real Fiends. We are in episode 146. This is Dave, and I'm going to be doing a solo review on Star Trek Beyond 2016. So Star Trek Beyond is a PG-13. It's a fantasy sci-fi. It runs for 2 hours and 2 minutes. Some of the ratings on it, IMDb gave it a 7.7, which is good. Rotten Tomatoes gave it an 84%, which is great. Metacritic gave it a 70%, which is good. Excuse me. The movie stars Chris Pine, Zachary Quinto, Carl Urban, Anton Yelchin, Idris Elba as Crawl, and hope I'm pronouncing it right, and Simon Pegg. So this movie was directed by Justin Lin. It wasn't J.J. Abrams that did Star Trek and Star Trek Into Darkness. Justin Lin has worked on the Fast and Furious flicks. He did several of those movies. He's got an okay style. Like, I don't mind Justin Lin. I think he did a good job in this movie. Like, I'll get to that. So, my thoughts on the film. I liked it. I liked it. I thought it was, it was entertaining. I thought it had, good effects. The story was, it wasn't like, mind blowing, but it was good for like this, Star Trek universe. You know, it was a typical story, with a new villain on the scene, played by Idris Elba. Idris Elba, by the way, that guy's blowing up, man. He's getting so many roles and, people are just like recognizing his talent and like with good reason. I mean, Idris Elba is that dude. You know, he's kind of like, the new Denzel in a way. Like that's how I view him. The new British Denzel. But, I like his style. He's a good actor, man. He got a certain kind of swag to him. He was awesome and, he was cool in Pacific Rim. Recently I saw him in Beasts of No Nation, and I did a review on that, and that's on Netflix. He was like phenomenal in that. Like, I mean, that movie really showcased his talents. Like, he was just fucking amazing in that movie. So if you guys haven't seen Beasts of No Nation, please check that out on Netflix. It's got Dave's stamp of approval. It's really hard to watch at times because there's a lot of dark content, really disturbing shit in that movie. But it definitely was good. And again, look out for Idris Elba's performance. It was crazy. And I'm excited because he's gonna star, he's playing the gunslinger in the Stephen King's, movie adaptation of, the Dark Tower series. So I am like really excited about that. And Matthew McConaughey is gonna play, the main antagonist. I think his name is The Man in Black. And if you Google, shots from the set, Matthew McConaughey looks insane. He looks really creepy. And he's another amazing actor. So that movie, that's going to be a crazy series, man, if they pull it off right. But anyway, back to Star Trek Beyond. The movie's doing really well. It's doing great at the box office. And I'm glad because I want them to keep, coming out with more Star Trek films, like milk it. I personally, I'm a fan of Star Trek. Some people, it's either Star Wars or Star Trek. I like both. Like Star Wars is a little more action based. Star Trek has, it's a little bit more focused on the acting and it has like a lot of political themes and backstabbing. It's like a space soap opera almost. But I enjoyed like the Next Generation movies with, Patrick Stewart as Jean-Luc Picard, Brent Spiner as Data, and I also like the original cast in their movies. but the new ones, I think they did a good job, man, with the reboot. They had Chris Pine come in as Kirk, and it was just perfect casting, man. He plays a phenomenal Captain Kirk. What's his face? Zachary Quinto plays a great, Spock also. And I like what they did with it, man. Like the new Star Trek movies are like on an alternate timeline and they're a little more, they cater to like the newer generations, they're a little more action based. The effects are top notch. I've never had any complaint about the Star Trek effects. Like for the reboots, they put a lot of time into them, and their quality and just good, man. They're good. The effects are really good. I have no complaints about them. And it goes a long way, you know, with the audience. Like, that's why these movies do well. And that's why we're on the third one. And most of the cast is, they're contracted to do more Star Trek movies going forward, you know. So you put quality into a movie. You put, you know, you have decent acting, fair amount of action and good effects, man. And the fans, man, they're going to eat it up and you're going to make money. So the studios, you know, hopefully, they get this, man, like with every movie going forward, because sometimes they try to cheat the fans, man. They try to cheat the audience and come out with some straight bullshit, you know, lazy writing, crappy effects, and they try to make a quick buck on franchises. And, the movies do bad. They do poor. You know, we're not that stupid. The audience is not that stupid. But anyway, back to the movie. Again, I liked it. Idris Elba, he was a pretty good villain, and I hope I'm not spoiling too much with that. The guy is kind of like a hot commodity. The movie itself, again, going back to it, it had a fair amount of action in it. It had good action in it. Had great effects, good acting for what it is, which is an action sci-fi flick. And one thing about it also, you know, this is a sad thing, is that this was the last film, I believe, that Anton Yelchin starred in. And also Leonard Nimoy passed away in pre-production of this movie. So the movie was it was pretty much dedicated to them. And Anton Yelchin, man, that was a sad case. He was young. He was only 28 years old. And it's just sad, man. It's just sad. Like, you know, the majority of us, like 99% of us, like, work that 9-to-5, just grind. You know, we're average people. We get up every morning, we punch in a time clock, and here goes this kid, you know, following his dreams. You know, he was in that special section of society, you know, like who broke out of the hamster wheel. Like, this guy's, you know, he's a star. He's like a movie star. It may not have been like a Tom Cruise, but he was only 28 years old. You don't know what the future would have brought for him, you know, like maybe Oscars. You never know, you know. So he was like a growing actor, and he had a bright future ahead of him. And apparently, like, everything that I read, you know, he was a legitimate nice guy. And I remember waking up, you know, and I looked at my phone and I saw something about, you know, Anton Yelchin car accident. And I thought he died like in a car wreck. But how he died was like so freakish. Like, apparently he parked his Jeep and, you know, I guess he like walked on his driveway and the vehicle wasn't, you know, it wasn't fully engaged in park. And this fucking thing just like rolls on him and he's not aware, you know, that it's coming, like coming at him. So it just pinned him apparently like, on some stone, you know, barrier, like where his mailbox was. And, I think, I'm not sure if he died instantly, but, I remember reading like, you know, it pinned him. And he died, you know, as a result from like the injuries. And what a freak fucking accident, man. What a freak sad thing to happen to a young guy with his like whole life ahead of him and such a bright future. It's absolutely fucking insane and sad. And I liked him as an actor and it just sucks. And then how about Leonard Nimoy, man? Leonard Nimoy, a freaking legend. You know, Mr. Spock, the original Mr. Spock, he passed away. He was very old though. Like, you know, pretty much we all saw that coming, but, yeah, he left us also. So the movie's dedicated to them both. And, I can only imagine what it felt like for the cast, you know, how they dealt with Anton Yelchin's like passing. It sucks, man. And I don't know what it means for the franchise going forward. He didn't have the biggest part, you know, in the movie, but he definitely was, he was a part of the franchise, man. He played Chekhov, you know? So I don't know what they're going to do going forward. I'm sure they'll figure something out, but we'll see. So I'm going to grade Star Trek Beyond for you guys. I do letter grades, Gilda stars. He does stars out of five, but I'm going to give it a letter. So I'm going to give Star Trek Beyond for what it is. I give it a B. I mean, it could be a B plus, but I think that's being a little bit generous. I really did enjoy it. I thought it was a fun ride. I think it's worth a ticket. You know, if you're bored and you want to do something, you know, on a Sunday, go to the theater, you know, be entertained and taken away. Would I own it? Yeah, it's a movie I would own, you know. I don't own the other two, but I definitely do want to collect all the Star Trek movies, like, you know, part of the reboot series for sure. 100% I will own them. So anyway, guys, that's my review for Star Trek Beyond. It gets a thumbs up from Dave. I gave it a B. Check it out. You won't be disappointed if that's what you're in the mood for, an action sci-fi movie. You know, or if you check it out later on Netflix, you know, I mean, like I said, you won't be disappointed by it. So, that's going to wrap up episode 146. We'll be back with 147. Please subscribe on iTunes if you haven't. We appreciate the following. Leave us some feedback. We have a Twitter page at Real Fiends. We have a Facebook page. Just, we're all over the place out there. Find us. And, once again, we really appreciate the support, and we'll check you guys next time. Later.